T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Is there anyone whose relationship ended or who knows of a relationship that ended because of something that happened at a bachelor or bachelorette party? 404-263-0941.
Because we lean on the listener's experience to help guide us. We need your stories.
And there's a very specific reason we are asking the question. If you know of a relationship that ended because of something that happened at a bachelor party or a bachelorette party, call us now. 404-263-0941.
JP and his buddies walking in slow-mo down the streets of Chicago.
Yes.
Ready to tear it up.
After the show today, JP leaves for Chicago for his bachelor party. And I don't know. Here's what I know about your friends. I know your buddy Tingle, okay, who used to work here in Atlanta. And...
and is your alter ego DJ Fierce Savage going to come out?
I might go out and be like a little bit like a wild goose and just get fierce and just start blowing raspberries at everybody. It's my bachelor party, everybody.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what? Let the dogs out. You know, like, who let the dogs out? Who brought this guy along?
So the question is, number one, will you survive this weekend?
How much sleep do you think that you will have over the nights in Chicago between tonight and tomorrow?
Little to none.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get there today, and I'm going to go to the horse track and bet on some ponies.
Nice.
And then we've got lots of activities planned.
Is that what the strip club is called these days? The horse track? Is that what you're calling the strippers now, the ponies?
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
So I don't want to be negative about the whole thing, JP, but I do want to know if there is anybody who knows of a relationship that ended specifically because of something that happened at the bachelor or bachelorette party. It doesn't have to be the groom's relationship.
It's typically not the groom. 404-263-0941. If you've got a story, you can share with us.
Thanks for driving in with the Jeff and Jen Show and bring us along at work today for over 94 minutes of today's best mix at 9, nonstop on Star 94.1.
Bachelor parties are a blast, but they also get you in trouble. So JP's headed on his bachelor party this weekend, and we think that you could help him. Is there anybody listening?
Help.
It could serve as a warning.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anybody listening who ended a relationship because of something that happened at a bachelor party? 404-263-0941.
Lexi in Duluth. Hello.
So we were having the bachelorette party. Everything was going on. Everyone's going fine. We're wrapping things up. The bachelor and his party decided to prank us. They were sitting outside the window, and the bachelor looked in the window and saw her hooking up with one of the strippers.
The bride was hooking up with a stripper?
Yes, she was in another room. We didn't know. Like, the bridal party, we didn't know that it was going on. We were wrapping things up.
So he
peeked in the window to prank us.
Well, joke's on him. So the relationship ended?
Yeah, canceled the prank, canceled the wedding. It was over.
Wow.
She had called me later about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Is she still with the stripper?
I'm just kidding.
Thank you for the call, Lexi.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks.
You
too. Appreciate it. Mary in Norcross, tell us what happened at the bachelor or bachelorette party that ended the relationship.
So, long story short, me and a couple girlfriends went to Vegas and met some guys. And one of the guys happened to be on his bachelor trip. And we kind of hit it off, nothing crazy. And we have been talking ever since, every day, and on the phone for about like 3 hours every day.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second. Wait, how long ago was this trip?
Last weekend was a month.
Okay.
All right.
And so about 2 weeks ago, he told his fiance he was having second thoughts. And he told his parents he was having second thoughts, and she moved out for about a week. And last weekend, he came to Atlanta to see me, and that is an eight-hour drive.
Whoa. Okay, so when he came to see you, what happened? Are we still just talking about our connection?
No, we are more talking that he wants to kind of call it off, but it's more like that's a big old responsibility because, you know, a lot of things go into that. The line was, you know, never fully crossed, if you get what I'm saying, but it was crossed.
Okay, so. Hold on. Several questions. Does his fiance, and wherever he's from, does his fiance know that you're in the picture?
Vaguely, that we are friends. And yeah.
So he has no idea that's why she's having doubt, or he's having doubts. Okay.
Well, he said that there are some other things in the picture, yes, for sure, but it kind of like, this is kind of like, I guess, made his mind up more, I guess you'd say.
When you were in Vegas and you started talking to him, did you know he was engaged?
Maybe.
Okay, so why did you even get to the point where you're trading numbers then?
Because we were like, he had like eight other guy friends. So we're like, oh, we should go, like, we're going to a pool party and we invited them. So that's how we exchanged numbers to like, because you're staying in this hotel. So we just were like, oh, well, here's our number to meet up with us and hang out with us. And I didn't think anything of it after the weekend. And then he started texting me. And
so nothing happened in Vegas physically between the two of you.
Physically, no.
What about when he came to visit you? Y'all make out?
I mean, maybe.
So do you feel like, Mary, that you have a real thing with him and that you met him for a reason and he shouldn't be getting married?
Correct.
That what you guys have is stronger than what he has with his fiance?
Okay, well, here's the kicker. They've been together for 7 years. So I would think so, yeah.
So you could be the seven-year itch, though, right?
Well, he was saying, he was like, I feel like I've missed out on a bunch, blah, blah, blah. But because I was like, you know, come October when he gets married, I wasn't going to talk to him because, you know, that's way worse than it is now. And he was saying how
Hold on. Do you feel like what you're doing now is wrong?
I mean, I feel like it's not like I still have a very strong connection to him. And so I don't think that it's like, oh, like something just like to push to the side.
Girl, you're about to make so many women in Atlanta so mad.
Wow.
I know.
So mad. I mean, that you don't worry that you're just that fling that he's, like Jen said, like that itch that maybe like that
right.
Doubt.
He could be having cold feet and now.
No, because the things he said, like with like their relationship, it's kind of like, ooh, like they hadn't been intimate in over 6 months.
Well, don't some couples do that because they're getting married? Don't some couples take that kind of a challenge?
That's not the case.
And you don't feel like you're violating girl code here?
No, not really.
How would you?
I am. Like, she thinks we're friends.
Oh, that's even worse.
She doesn't think you're friends. She doesn't know about you because no guy. Can you imagine? I'm trying to imagine how I would tell my wife, Callie, that I made a friend in Vegas when I was on a bachelor party and we still chat.
And you went to visit that quote unquote friend for the weekend?
8 hour drive.
She doesn't know about you.
Well,
There's well, no said, man driving 8 hours to meet a friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For a high five and a cup of coffee. Thing,
no.
I'm there, like, all, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, I wasn't going to go to Vegas. And then, like, a bunch of random things happened. I was one of the callers for their birthday bucks. And, like, I won the $500 for my birthday right before I went to Vegas.
Don't put this on us. Don't put this on us. This is not our fault.
Mary, do you worry at all that he would just do this to you?
No.
Like, let's say fast forward that he breaks off his engagement. He doesn't get married. You guys start dating, and then he does it to you.
No, I don't think so. A lot of my friends say that, but. No, I don't think so.
Wow. All right, Mary, do me a favor. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
The phone lines are lit up for Mary. So in just 3 minutes after this song, Stay, we'll take your calls.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning. And 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
Talking about relationships ended by bachelor parties when we got the call from Mary in Norcross. She says she met a guy in Vegas. He's the groom. He was on his bachelor party, and they've been talking ever since. In fact, he just came to visit her, and she may be the reason he calls off his engagement.
A lot of phone calls, as you might imagine.
Some reaction.
People who would like to tell Mary what they think about her situation. So we'll get through these phone calls because we've got to clear up the phone lines. We've got Niall Horan tickets coming up in just a few minutes. He is sold out at the Tabernacle on November 10th. We've got tickets for you and maybe a chance to meet him. That's coming up right after we let Vicky share her thoughts on Mary. Hey, Vicky.
Mary is a home-wrecking fight, okay? She just made me throw up in my mouth. Does she really think that her stuff is so good that he just left his fiance for her? Tell her that karma is a bee. What goes around comes around. The same way you get them, the same way you're going to lose them. Look.
All right, Vicky, we're going to need you to say that again with a little more enthusiasm and passion. Angie in Lawrenceville actually agrees with Mary.
Mary is a floozy. What goes around comes around. She knows exactly what she's doing. Did you guys make out? Oh, maybe. You know you did. Wait till it's your turn. He's going to do the same thing to you what he did to his fiance.
It's so true. If she doesn't think that he'll do it to her, she is the most naive person I've ever talked to.
Kristen in Alpharetta has actually been on hold for a few minutes. She called while Mary was still talking. Have you calmed down at all while you were waiting for us, Kristen?
Who does this girl think she is? I am so ill and disgusted. She is giving women a bad name.
All right, Kristen, let me just run this by you. What if it was destiny that Mary and the groom...
That ain't destiny. That is not destiny. God is not going to give you somebody else's man. Yes, they're not married yet. They're not married yet, but they are going to be. That is not destiny.
What if they weren't meant to be married and God needed to do something drastic, so he allowed Mary to win the money on Star 94.1, which enabled her to buy the plane ticket to go to Vegas to save this man from the wretched.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Okay.
Okay. So, Emma in Midtown.
No, we'll just go back to Mary.
Okay.
I think we've hit a passion peak. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mary, any thoughts on what people have had to say?
I mean, I've heard it all. So, I mean, I don't really care what other people think. So I'll give you guys a call in about a month and, you know, let you know what happened.
Let us know what's going on. Here's the thing, Mary. If you guys had a connection and let's say you just tell him to go away, go figure out your life and weren't in touch with him.
Yes.
We've tried that twice and it didn't work.
It's been a month.
We try not to talk for, yeah, but so like I would say like the second week we started talking, we tried like not to talk over the weekend, didn't work. And then we actually said that this weekend and then woke up and he was texting me, so.
Wow.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just hard for me to believe that this man is telling you the truth, especially if he's doing this behind his fiance's back. There's no way he's telling you the truth and you believe it.
Yeah.
Well, no, you need a dose of reality.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Mary.
Well, I'll still keep listening, even though you guys don't believe me. Love you guys.
No. Well, I mean, we just, whatever, to each our own. You know,
we appreciate the honesty and the call, seriously. And definitely call us back.
Yeah, and
I will, for sure.
And you got people fired up. I appreciate the ratings. So thank you for that. We could.
We
really need them these days. So
just be careful, Mary. These situations never end well. Be careful.
We call this sizzle,
all
so
right,
keep it coming.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.